Congratulations, Mark. Well done.
Thank you very much.
How many different awards tonight? You got the Northwest Award, you got the PJ Parsi, and there was another one too?
The State Award.
The State Award, right. You actually were working for both Ridgely and Burnie, volunteering, at the same time.
Yeah. I guess I'm a dual member with both brigades.
Still doing that?
Still doing that, yeah.
Okay. So, how many nights off a week do you get?
Probably since I hand back from the brigade chief, which was 2 years ago. Mm. I've let the new management group up there sort of find their own rhythm, I guess, and moving forward. So I'm sort of sitting in the background, but I would do 10 calls and all that. But my main focus now is focused on the Burnie Brigade.
So. Yeah. So let's go way back to the beginning when you first got involved with Ridgely. How old were you?
I was about 14 years old.
Yeah.
Yep, started there as a junior. I think I was the only junior in the brigade at that time. Mm. So trying to work with a lot of the senior members of the brigade was good, challenging,
yeah.
Rewarding, with a lot of different cultures up there and a lot of diverse skill sets. But to learn from those guys, whether they were farmers or they were mechanics or doctors, you know, we had a couple of doctors in the brigade at that point, it was very rewarding to come through. And obviously, as I've moved up through the ranks there, I took in leadership roles, and then in early 2000, I took over as brigade chief, so a position I held for 17 or 18 years.
Technological changes in not only the forays, but emergency services with communication, email for a start, and associated use of the internet, and also technology with the vehicles you use.
Absolutely. I guess from where we first began, we're using the Tastown map book. Now we're using, you know, Google Maps or through our local communication systems, we've got mappings that, you know, direct us in the quickest route to get to an incident. So that's very, you know, that's a big change. Trying to change a lot of the people that are not so tech savvy is a challenge as well. But you know, collectively as a group, we all chip in and help the older members out, I guess, in that sort of technology, because it has taken a completely different spin from where it was years ago. So, you know, from when we used to get a call, there used to be a town alarm go off in the town.
Yeah.
To now we've got either pages or we have some alert systems through our phone system. So, so technology is a big thing. Obviously it gets us there a lot quicker too.
What about the fire trucks? How good are the fire trucks nowadays? Oh, I mean, you would obviously know more than me, but compared to like when you started to what you're, you know, getting around in now, amazing difference.
Yeah, yeah. Safety is probably our number one. It is our number one priority. So looking after the crews. So you've got, you know, we've got the protection systems around. We've got the blankets in the truck, you know, if we ever get into that situation, which we definitely try to avoid that. But it is there for protection of the crew. But as far as pumps and gear, you know, there's been a tremendous amount of money put into trying to have a standardised truck through the whole organisation, which is
so really you can go anywhere in the state and just jump into a truck and you know what to do.
Pretty much,
yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. There's a lot of commonality and standardisation through the organisation, which, you know, which is great, where before it was completely different.
Small fire brigade stations like Ridgely, vitally important in Tasmania, aren't they? Tasmania pushes well above its weight, I think, as far as volunteers go, not just in the fireys, but all emergency services.
Absolutely, and you'll find in a lot of regional areas that the people that do volunteer, volunteer for other, whether it's the football club, it could be the Bob's club, it could be the SES, there's, you know, the core group of people in there you will find that are doing other roles. I guess, you know, for people out there that would really like to join the organisation, a organisation, doesn't have to be the fire service, look, go through the relevant organisations, put your expressions of interest in, and someone will get in contact with you. That's the key to this, is trying to get more people out there.
Particularly with the fireys, who are such a tight bunch, you make friends for life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, that's continued me on. The friends that you meet, whether it's local, interstate, intrastate, you've just a great group of people that you meet. And it's from all organisations. It could be Tas Police, it could be Tas Ambulance, it could be the SES. So it's not just the Tasmanian Fire Service. Volunteerism, you know, we all unite together and we come together. So, you know, we really want to be working on our next The juniors coming through there, the succession plan for a lot of the, you know, the senior members. So really would like to continue that tradition, I guess.
Well said, and congratulations. Very well deserved.
Thanks, Darren. Thank you.